Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, this is our very first Karen Carson secret show on radio.com.
Yes.
I'm Karen Carson, Johnny Minch.
Heyo.
Intern Ann.
How you doing?
All right. So this is not for kids. It's not for the office. This is adults only podcast. The Secret Show on radio.com.
But we have a kid in the room, Anthony. So what are we supposed to do?
I'm 24 years old.
Yeah, we should cut it off at 23.
All right, let's go around the room with ages. Anthony, 24. I'm 31. Karen?
Crickets.
Oh my God, I thought she was going to do it.
Come on, forever. Guys, you know I'm not going to tell my age.
No, I know her for 6 years now, and I don't know her age. And I don't think
I'm just older
will.
Than both of you. That's all you need to know. And that's not going to be the secret part of the secret show.
No.
I don't think it's by much, though. I'd say mid-40s.
I'd say we're not talking about it.
Yeah, right. I'd say what? Do not guess again. That was like.
See, okay. Johnny's smart. He would have gone a 39.
Probably 38. No. I think it's more disrespectful to lie. I'm going to tell you the truth. I think lower mid 40s.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to guess. Stop looking at me. So
what a bitch.
All right, that's not going to be the secret. So we have to, you know, we promise that, you know, we'll offer something different that you're not going to get on the regular show. Yeah. And I guess we should just get this big fat elephant out of the room, because you guys have known for about a year and a half that I am getting divorced. Yeah. And the reason I don't really talk about it on our radio show is because I have three little people who have my heart, and you know, they're going through a lot of stuff dealing with it. And we're not even separated out of the house yet. But a lot of people, I think they may get the impression that I'm single because I don't mention my ex-husband often on the show, or I'm a single mom. And
you're good at tiptoeing around it. Like, no matter what, you find a way to not mention it. It's not easy to do, and you do it every day.
Yeah, because, you know, not that I'm embarrassed or anything.
No.
It's just that until we, you know, finally get this finalized and everybody lives separately and my kids are used to it, then it'll all be out there where I feel comfortable, where they're not going to hear from their friends at school, oh, you know, you're getting divorced. And not that we're hiding it. It's just I'm really protecting them.
Not many people's lives are publicized all over the radio for millions to hear. So you need to protect your family.
It's exactly what I'm doing. It's just about the kids. And kind of like the Kelly Clarkson thing, you know, she is getting divorced. And she said, I don't mind telling you how I feel. She's like, but you probably will not hear it. You most definitely won't hear details about it, because she has, you know, little kids to protect, and
right.
and they hear things.
The only difference between you and Kelly Clarkson, though, is that you can't sing at all.
You know, my favorite thing is to just sing for you, like, ha, ha, whenever I want, just to drive Johnny crazy.
Right, and I try with the auto-tune. But Anthony and I have been here for you behind the scenes, and just, it's not easy. And especially going through this on the radio.
I'm totally going to talk about it as soon as, you know, everything's finalized and we're living in different places and my children are, you know, more used to the situation.
Right.
You know, I have no problem talking about it. But I just want to let, you know, who's ever listening know that these two have been so amazing and supportive of me. And, you know, it's kind of funny. We got closer because of it, I think.
Of course.
And for two guys that have, you know, you're just at the brink, you know, you're both in love and you're both, you know, you haven't been married yet and I'm in a different life space. I just want to say that you guys have been awesome and supportive, and That's
we would
I'm
we would
so
hug
grateful.
You if COVID didn't exist.
Yes, COVID.
And actually, and we all shared COVID.
You know, Anthony, I don't know how long you knew about Karen's situation, because I remember a year and a half ago, I came in crying to you, Karen, because I had some problems with my ex-girlfriend and I broke down, and you made me feel better by telling me everything that's going on in your life. That was Karen and I are like crying in the other room, and intern Anthony's like, what the hell is going on in there?
Because I wanted you to know that no matter what's going on in your personal life, I'm never going to judge you, and well, who knows what Anthony's going to do, but you never judge, Ant. You really do. You're always on my side. I love you so much. And I just wanted you to know that, oh my God, we all have personal lives. We all have, you know, emotional health that we have to take care of. And you just went through a breakup. It was devastating for you. But you showed up every single day. You showed up as Johnny Minge. And sometimes the pain that we go through makes us so work. Like, work is such a relief because... Mm-hmm. You know, we have at least 4 hours a day where we don't have to think about our personal lives and just have fun together on the radio and fun with our listeners and that kind of thing.
There's nobody that does that better than you, because, God, it would be 5:30 in the morning. I'd be like, where's Karen? The show's going to start in 20 minutes. And she's on the floor in her office, hysterical crying. And I'm like, how the hell is this one going to be Karen Carson in a couple of minutes on the air? And then I swear to God, I don't know somebody with a bigger set who's able to just walk into the room and be somebody different, because the second that microphone turned on, till 10 a.m., she was fine.
Oh,
and
Anthony.
Right after that,
Anthony
you get
is...
back to go. I'm serious. I think you're one of the toughest people I ever met, because it wasn't easy. You would come in almost to the point of a nervous breakdown, and no one knows this, because the second that the intro to the show started, you'd... and then you were good until 10 a.m., and I don't know how you did it. And you still do it. You still do it every day.
Well, I don't cry every day.
You don't
but...
cry. No.
But about other things. Yeah. The store was out of Pinot.
Right. No, I'm saying not the breakdown every day, but that's happened on occasion before, and you did the show. Well, and you kicked ass for 4 hours, and then, you let it roll off your back.
Thank you for not quitting on me. I'm sure I scared the crap out of you. But this is his first job in radio.
Right.
So... You know, I mean, we've been together a long time, man.
6 years almost.
6 years. And yeah, he's seen me at my worst. But you know what? Like, thank God we have this show where we can just be total idiots together. Mm-hmm. And we're so blessed that we have listeners that love us, our tiny little show, you know, and that's pretty brand new.
It is such a unique, like, compartmentalizing your personal problems. Like, Karen's a champion. Like, she could hide. I don't even know how you do it. You literally, like, take a deep breath before you go on the air. Like, for instance, when I was going through my stuff,
I thought you were pretty professional.
It happened on a Sunday night, though. It all the shit went down. I found out this, all this stuff, and we broke up. We had been dating for 5 years. Broke up Sunday night, and Monday morning I woke up like, well, fuck, I got to come in. And then that's when I kind of opened up to you, and you were like, you got this, and you coached me through it. And by the end of the show, I forgot for a second.
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing about what we do. Sometimes, sometimes it's hard. But if you get emotional, I mean, we're real with our listeners. And I think when you bring realness into this room, it's scary. But at the same time, we're family. And, like I said, Johnny, I just wanted you to use this show and the listeners and the love that you get as a break, mm-hmm. as a mental break from all the crap that goes on.
Sorry to take Karen's situation, of course, make it about me every time.
he's
it's
so
about
annoying.
Johnny.
He's so annoying.
Do you guys remember our boss called me into his office and he was like, hey, what's going on with you? You've been posting some real depressing shit lately.
Oh, he's like, could you not do that?
His Instagram story was the opposite of the suicide hotline.
Oh my God!
That's what it was.
No, you got real and you got very, you were hurting. And you used social media as an outlet. It was your personal social media.
I did, right. I didn't go on the station page with like sad Kelly Clarkson lyrics. So Karen, we are going to solicit the hell out of you on the air for hot dates.
No.
Matter of fact, right now.
I'm not ready for that. I am so not ready for that. Like, right now. I know. You'll be trying to get me on dating links. And who knows? Maybe
ooh,
one day.
You want to join an app?
I was just going to say
all,
that.
No.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
There's one for famous people. Like, you can sign up only if you're famous.
I can't. I can't even think about that stuff yet.
Why? Because you're not famous, or you don't want to sign up for the app?
Both, really. Like, come on. Let's be real.
You hear what you called it?
What?
Dating links?
Did I say dating?
Oh my God,
link. That could be a whole show. That could be a whole show. But I'm so not there yet. I can't.
I think you are.
Oh, no, 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 no.
They got so many apps.
Divorce people, call now. 800-949-1027.
No, there's no phone number here.
Tell me how to do this.
There's no phone number here.
Okay, call the show when we're on the air.
Right, there you go. Or email us. Email Karen for a date. Imagine if Karen
winds
up on Blown Off.
Stop trying to pimp me out.
We need to.
I don't need to be pimped.
What's your style? You like tall, dark,
no,
and
no,
handsome?
No. She needs to keep her guard up for a little. We need to rebuild Karen because she's on her way to being rebuilt. You're almost rebuilt by this point, I think.
I'm not there yet, but that's okay. This is part of the process. I'm cool with the process.
To me, you are. And I don't know if it's that you hide it well or you really are and you just don't know it. But to me, you are rebuilding.
You know it's Pinot.
It's that too.
Hang on. I had to cough.
It's okay.
My mask's on.
It's a podcast. You can cough.
You can keep going.
That's the kind of stuff that happens on the radio that you can't cough. You got to run to the other room to cough. But Karen, we got your back and just we're here for you and your family.
Thank you so much.
We're still having fun with you every day. It's not like this is really...
No. I know, I'm sorry this first podcast is so serious, but you know, it's the secret show. It's the stuff that goes on behind, I guess, really behind the scenes when we talk off our mics. And again, I'm not trying to hide it. This is why it's on the podcast. I just don't want my kids... I want my kids to be okay first. That it's about them and nothing else. And you guys are the best. And of course, I'll talk about it on the air when the time comes.
How have your kids been handling it? Is that...
Can we go there? Yeah. I mean, I just feel like everybody's kind of in denial right now. Just like going...
Of course.
I mean, we're all like still
it's
in the same
weird
house.
It's also weird because Yeah, you're going through all this, but you share the same living room couch still.
Right.
You sit together and watch.
And dinner. So it's not where it's supposed to be just yet, but it's getting there. And that's all coming up. And I feel just totally relieved that I got that off my chest.
I was going to say, do you feel like you ripped a Band-Aid off? Because you've been holding your breath with this for like a year.
Yeah, a year and a half.
Oof.
But
Jesus.
But this we are getting closer to an agreement. And, you know, we are getting closer to living separately. So it's all going to just be out there.
And now if anybody's listening to the podcast, they could probably connect some dots on the air. By the way that you talk,
you have no idea how many times cousins, aunts, uncles have listened to the show and we've done a topic like, does your significant other do this or this or what makes your significant other whatever? And someone will come up to me and go, you know, how come you went... Johnny said that he didn't have a
God,
girlfriend.
Oh my God, you tell me this now?
Yeah.
How come
Karen doesn't talk about it? Does she have a boyfriend? Is she divorced? Is she married?
Yeah. Is she a lesbian?
You never know. Yeah, I guess you're right. There is a lot of omission on this show, but it's just something I'm not ready to talk about unless it's on the secret show.
Wait, you're not a lesbian, are you?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's still time.
Yeah.
God.
Guys, this is great. I wish I could hug you.
I wish I could, too.
Weird.
Virtual hug.
I've been dreaming about this. Not to sound stupid, but I've been dreaming about what this day was going to look like for a couple of months because I've been the only one in the studio since March. And now I'm looking at the two of you, and it's the weirdest thing in the world because for how many months has it been?
Let's carry the three.
It's been seven months that I've been looking at.
Right next to me over here.
I know.
I have a little speaker. And this is the only thing I've been hearing the two of you out of.
Well, I would just like to say, even though people can't see us right now, Anthony is standing in the position of power, which I usually stand in. there is basically a cockpit of computers and buttons and faders and things like that I would run the show because I'm the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And he's over there and I'm like sitting here with a microphone and nothing to do but talk. And yeah, you've done so well. I'm so sorry. I just want to tell everybody, by the way, Anthony has come in during massive COVID. The city was crazy. He's come in during riots and looting downstairs in our building. He has held the show together while Johnny and I got to broadcast from our pajamas, from our living room, safe, you know, and... I'm so proud of you, Ant. You are, you know, for your first job in radio, you're kicking ass.
Yes. And he doesn't fail to mention that he's been here since March. Every single day, he lets us know.
He never lets us forget.
No, I'll never let anybody forget. It was tough.
I know.
I almost quit so many times.
I know. But thanks for hanging in there because we needed you. The show needed you. Our little show that could. And
I got you guys.
Yeah. I mean, we promised to be way funnier on our next podcast,
right, yeah.
But I just thought, you know, you want to know a secret.
Yeah.
We had to give it to him.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you just gave it to him. And then you're going to give it to him on Tinder because we're signing you up right now.
I'm not going on there. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
At least Bumble then.
No, next time, maybe. Okay. Well, thanks for listening to us. The Karen Carson Secret Show on radio.com. We'll talk to you next week.
Secret Show out.
That was so stupid.
Yeah, I'll probably cut that.
Will you guys stop fighting?
That was good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.